Once again, we've seen the terrible consequences endured by communities that experience severe flooding. First of all, I want to express my solidarity and as an MEP offer any support that I can provide to those who are at the centre of the most recent floods, particularly in the northwest of Ireland. Back in 2007, the EU adopted the Floods Directive, and the aim of this legislation is to reduce and manage the risks that floods pose to human health, the environment, cultural heritage and economic activity. And this is done by requiring member state governments to assess if all water courses and coastlines are at risk from flooding, to map the flood extent and assets and the humans that are at risk in these areas, and to take adequate and coordinated measures to reduce this flood risk. When the Irish government transposed these rules into Irish law, they committed to doing three things. One, they committed to carrying out preliminary assessments by 2011 to identify river basins and associated coastal areas at risk of flooding. Two, they committed to drawing up flood risk maps by 2013. And three, they committed to providing flood risk management plans focused on prevention and protection and preparedness by 2015. Over the course of the summer, I wrote to the Commission asking to see Ireland's flood risk management plans, which should have been finished by the OPW in 2015, and I was told that they didn't exist. In fact, Ireland is almost 2 years late in producing these plans, and the European Commission has actually launched infringement procedures to enforce compliance. Of course, there's always going to be occurrences of freak weather that can't be planned for, and there will always be instances of flooding as a result. However, that shouldn't prevent the government and statutory agencies from doing their utmost to forecast and minimise flooding potential, and as we've witnessed in the northwest just last week. The importance of the delivery of these plans can't be overstressed. Bad flooding in various parts of the country at different times has led to large-scale damages to property, loss in value of property, loss of livelihoods in some cases, and overall social and economic impacts caused by the disruptions to daily life. Good planning and management can help curb the risks of flooding, as well as contribute to reducing insurance premiums for people living in flood-prone areas. Without the delivery of these plans, many local councils are going to be hindered in the actions that they can take, and many developments may not be allowed to go ahead because they don't have the necessary risk assessments, leaving farmers in some cases and the wider public at risk during seasonal storms. Successive Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael governments have failed to take the issue of flooding seriously, and this can't be allowed to continue. It's actually shameful that the Irish communities who have suffered as a result of flooding have to depend on EU legal processes to ensure that the government begins to act in their interests. I've written to the ministers responsible, Dennis Nocton and Kevin Boxer-Morne, to demand that the timescale for the production of these reports is actually brought forward. Rural areas must be given the resources to plan for flooding, and the government must not be allowed to frustrate this process by failing on its basic responsibilities. As an MEP representing many of the counties that have been affected by the worst flooding instances of recent years, I intend to continue to work on these issues.